Hello everyone, I'm Alex Majorana.
And I'm Sydney Lynch.
And this is Little Known Tracks. This week we talked to pop rock artist Mistine. She took up the habit of taking pictures in special moments after receiving a bag full of old cameras, only one of which worked. She now has a catalog of special memories because of it. As a touring musician, she found she was able to make a connection with the audience, which sparked her interest in writing her own music.
Her debut EP, Fade, was inspired by the personal connections made and changes over the course of a year. She's currently working to develop her next record, which will incorporate much of the same sonic feel, but focuses on different personal experiences. Without further ado, Everett Park by Mistine. Christine Meisenhelter, Mistine artist, thank you so much for being on with us today.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
The first thing that we wanted to talk about were those things outside of music. And you gave us a pretty wide list of things: photography, hiking, reading, and running. So there's a lot there. Tell us a little bit about one or two of them and like how you got invested in them and how they became a part of your life.
Yeah. I guess I'll start from the beginning. Photography, I'm not very good, but a few years ago, my mom gave me a bag of old cameras, and they were from various people, my grandpa, my uncle, who had all passed away, and one of them was my mom's camera, and it was an old Leica from, like, the early 90s, And she basically just told me to get rid of them because they were taking up too much space. So I realized that the only camera that worked was hers. And so I put in a new battery and got some film, and it worked perfectly. And I started just like using it to get off my phone and take pictures of my friends when we were hanging out, and remembering moments when I didn't want to get distracted from going on the internet when I like took a picture. And so, yeah, that's how I got into photography. And so I've done like one or two just like random photo shoots for friends who just wanted some extra photos, which has been really fun to explore. And but yeah, I mainly use it just because it makes me really happy to like take, you know, like more intimate moments. And I feel like the pictures have so much more depth to them. And hiking, I love hiking, especially with my brother. I'm originally from Vermont. I was born in Vermont, so I feel like nature girl. It's in me somewhere, even though I'm not a big fan of the bugs. and I love running just because it's good for you. And I feel like it's something I can do anywhere since I travel a lot. Like I can always go on a run and get outside. And I cleared my head because I really hate going to the gym because people just don't smell good. They make a lot of weird noises. There's like a lot going on there. Prefer to be on my own outside, you know? And reading is good. I just like books.
So since you started with photography, since you got that bag of cameras, have you gotten any cameras yourself? Or are you still using the 90s camera that was your mom's?
Yeah, I'm still using it. And it's great because it's like a point and shoot, like I just throw it in my bag. But I do still have the bag of cameras at my parents' house. And they're so old, like some of them. I mean, my grandpa passed away when I was in college, and he was 97. And like some of them were his cameras and some were my uncles, and like they're like old, like the original Polaroids, like they're like they don't work, but it's really cool to look at. And I'm sure like the more I get into it, like one day I'll want to fix one of them up or something and like actually use it. But they're like, you know, they're really huge, like like really big cameras. I just find
those would be cool just for decoration, just to have them like on a shelf or something,
right? It's really cool, and like I think they're so fascinating. And I also think it's really cool to have around because we're so like involved in technology and things don't really feel real to me anymore, I think. And I feel like looking at those photos and I don't know, even just looking at their old photo albums and thinking like, wow, they took some of these pictures on this camera, you know, like the old pictures my mom has of her dogs, like on the beach, like she definitely took on that camera, which is cool that like I have pictures of my friends like at the bar down the street. You know, I don't know. It just feels very like special. And the more I've been doing it, sometimes I'll get a really good photo and then I'm like, wait, maybe like I could be good at this. Like maybe I understand lighting, maybe a little bit, that like I could do this eventually one day as like an actual hobby and not just like what I consider a hobby in the moment.
I mean, that's the way of it, right? You do something enough, you're bound to get good at it. Like, if you keep it up.
Yeah, I hope. I mean, yeah, I hope it always gets better. I feel like I'm starting to get, like, two or three on every roll. And I'm like, wait, that's actually, like, a photo I would hang up and not just, like, a photo of people I love, you know?
Do you take the cameras with you, like, hiking or anything as well? Or is it just kind of, like, is it, like, with you most of the time?
It is. It's pretty much always in my little backpack, like, because I don't really carry a purse, but I have my tiny, like, you know, little backpack. It's almost, like, always in there. And sometimes if I'm, like, going out and I take, like, a small bag, you know, for going out to party or something, I will not take my wallet so I can take the camera. Like, if there's only room for one, like, then I just take out the license and the credit card and the camera. Like, we don't need the rest of it.
Only the essentials, you know.
Exactly.
You also said you were big on hiking, grew up in Vermont, or from Vermont. How do you kind of make do with that now? Because you're in Jersey, correct?
Yes, I'm currently in Los Angeles, but I am, yeah, I'm based out of Jersey and LA, so I just kind of flip-flop around. I think it's always different. Like, I feel like I go in phases where you get, like, really into it and, like, I don't have a ton of friends that are really into hiking either, so I feel like it ends up being like I would visit my brother when he lived in New Hampshire, and we'd go on like long hikes, which is nice. Or I know like the past 2 years during the pandemic, I would like drag my friends to go hiking because it was like the only excuse to see them was like going on a walk. So I was like, we can get our walk and our workout in at the same time right now. And so my friend Bella and I, the first like 3 months of the pandemic, like when we first hit lockdown, like it was before either of us had like figured out what we were going to do yet, because, you know, we didn't know how long it was going to be. And every morning at like, because it was really hot, so we'd meet at Griffith Park like every morning at like 7 o'clock and like go on a hike and then be home by noon. And it was like great because like we never, you know, at the time, like we weren't inside at all, like together. So like it was a lot of time to actually like not only spend with someone I really loved and cared about, but also like kind of process what was going on in the world and like talk through it with someone. And, you know, I don't know, I think a lot of things I like to do revolve around movement, like driving and running and walking and hiking, because I find that people tend to be more vulnerable when they're being distracted. And if you're like in motion, you're not thinking about things as hard, you know? So like you're kind of just saying what you actually think instead of what you think you need to say. Or at least I've found that to be true more than not. But I do love to like do activities.
I like to take people out on hikes so they'll tell me their secrets.
I want to know everything. I don't want to know what you think you should say. I want to know what you actually think.
So I'm interested in a little bit in this kind of, you have a camera with you at all times. Do you have it with you like when you play shows and do things like that as well?
It's like always in my bag, so yes. I feel like I've never taken it out during a show, which is something I really want to do. But I do like take it out like before and after, and sometimes I forget to, you know, because you just like get busy. And honestly, sometimes I'm like if you're not with the right people and you're like, can I take your photo, they're just like not thrilled about it, you know? So it's like you gotta hit the right group of people sometimes. Or else I'm just like, oh, this is awkward, thanks, okay. Luckily no one has really said no, but sometimes people are like, not, you could just tell they like really don't want it.
Like a little bit of an eye roll, or
yeah, they're like, I guess, like
especially with like a point and shoot camera that like you can't even see the picture afterwards, because yeah. Now we're so used to our phones, and you take a picture and oh, what does it look like how's it look? So it's like
that. Exactly. And sometimes I get them developed right away, but sometimes you don't finish the roll for a while because like you haven't used it as much. And like I think the roll I just got back, I started like a month and a half ago, so like, you know, it's nice. I try to use it like, I try not to use it for every single thing. Like I try to save it for something where I'm like, wow, this feels like a special moment, or like you look really good in this setting, you know, or like everything is just perfect. You know, you don't want to overuse it and then it's not special anymore.
Like when you're on a hike and someone is divulging their secrets. Perfect. Yeah. Time. Perfect.
I
photo
have
opportunity.
Brought it on a hike.
So tell us a little bit about the rest of like a show experience for you. You said you had the camera like before and after. So what's it like for you being on stage and getting to play music just in general?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely nothing more I enjoy than being on stage and playing with people. I think I really thrive on like connecting with other people, whether that be on a personal scale or like on a grand scale, like when you're on stage. And I just feel like it's such a different experience because you're not just connecting with them in the way that you think. Like they're, most of them are probably strangers, and there's no way you could ever sit and talk to all of them and get to know them. But the fact that they like what you're doing means that they like feel a connection to the song or the emotion and the performance, which I feel like is so special, because you get off stage and realize when people come talk to you that like they felt something for what you felt something for, even though you know, what I wrote the song about may have been a personal relationship or something, but something in that felt something to them that they've probably experienced in their life. So you're like, I don't know. I just find something like very special about like realizing that you're not alone. Like seeing other people connect does just mean that other people feel this way. And like in the same way that you feel. And like, it's so special because you're not only noticing it mentally, but you're feeling it the entire time. And I just feel like that's why I love it. Cause you're just, it's not only just like fun on a basic level, you know, like also I just love playing and I love being with whoever I'm on stage with. And it's so fun to like dress up and like go through the whole thing. But I think that emotional aspect of it is why it's become so special to me. The more I've realized that, the more like more excited I am to play the show.
Now, is that how you personally got into music, like at an early age, like through that like connection to music, being like, oh, I either relate to this or oh, I like how this sounds? Like, how did you get into music?
I was in third grade and I went to see Piglet's Big Movie, that like Winnie the Pooh movie. Which is actually really funny because I was supposed to go see it the day it came out because I was, you know, big fan. But I had an ear infection.
Oh no.
Hilarious, because like it's all about hearing now with music. But like I had an ear infection. I remember I waited till literally we were about to leave for the movies and I just started screaming because I was in like so much pain. It's like we had to go to the emergency room. So I went the like next few days or whatever, and at the end of the movie, there's a music video and Carly Simon's playing. And like, there's, I don't know if it's like a montage or she's in the field and all the animals from the movie are around. And I just like, she's just like playing guitar and like so happy. And I just remember like telling my mom, I was like, I want to do that. Like, I was like, I just want, like, I love animals. I love parks. I love like, and yeah. And then she signed me up for guitar lessons. Here we are, still doing it somehow.
So is the goal for you to like go play in a park surrounded by like Winnie the Pooh characters? Is that,
yeah,
obviously. Is that top of the list?
I mean, that would be an amazing full circle moment. Even if it was just like the dogs running around, that would make me happy. I do think that I like gravitate towards places, just in my own personal life and like in my songwriting. So like parks are always like, I feel like, I mean, my first single was ever a park. I definitely like tend to fall into like, I like this place, you know, like the feeling of like how a place means something. And like when you smell like pumpkin pie and you think of your grandma's house on Thanksgiving, like places do the same thing for me. You get like a feeling when you hear it or see it or think of it. But yeah, park song would be great with the Winnie the Pooh people, would love that.
So is that something that like inspires all of your writing, or is it something that's just kind of like showed up in like Everett Park, or are places something that are like a prominent writing theme for you?
I think it's something that shows up more and more that I notice. So I don't intentionally usually try to do it, but I do think that it like comes up a lot, like either like driving or the places I'm going, or, you know, just themes of that world, I guess. Location, movement, people.
So tell us about the single Everett Park and, you know, the inspiration behind it in the writing process.
So Everett Park is a park in LA that I met someone at, and like, it also ended there, so it felt like very full circle. I wrote the song with my old college roommate Jameson, and he's like a very dear friend, and so we basically wrote most of it, and then on Zoom during the pandemic, actually. So yeah, I think it was like the first like September of the pandemic when it first started. Yeah, it's like very early on. And then I sent the demo to, I worked on it a little bit. I sent it to my friend Andy in the UK and he finished it with me online as well. So everything was very like in-house. It was just us. And yeah, it was really fun. We originally started writing the song with the idea of recreating memories in a place. Like how, you know, when you think of places, you usually think of like a memory related to it. So how can you kind of give something a new meaning? And yeah, that's where it started. And then here we are.
So what was the difference for you writing that compared to like a whole EP? What was like, how did you go about like writing that? Was it very similar, like with working with the other two people, or was it like a whole different process?
I think that I'm most proud of Everett Park because I think it is my best writing. I feel like it's a cohesive story, which, and not just a story, but a moment in time. And I think it's really hard to put everything you want to say into like a 3-minute song, but not putting too much in, but also getting the point across and the emotion. And yeah, I feel like that is something that's different, because like in an EP or an album, the whole record is the story. You know, each song can mean something else. Like, oh, this is when I like fell in love with this person, or this is when it broke up, and like this is a breakup song and whatever. But I really wanted to get everything in one song that I was feeling. And I think, you know, when you like just like write a paper and you're like, wow, I answered all the questions, you know? You're like, wow, I actually did my homework for once, because half the time you read an essay prompt or something and you're like, oh my God, how am I supposed to like say all of this like in like a page or something, you know? Or, and I feel like I finished that and I was like, wow, this actually says everything I wanted to like convey to the listener, which I in one song instead of an album, if that answers the question.
So on that a little bit, you talked about like how an EP or an album kind of has time to develop a story. What was the EP Fade about for you? Like, what was the inspiration for that? Like, what is the story for this EP?
Yeah, so Fade, the song Just Fade is the only song I wrote by myself. All the other songs I worked on with Jameson and Andy, my writing partners. So I think that's why I called it Fade, because I felt like that was like my baby. But each song on the record is basically about like a different experience with a different person in like the span of a year. Like I feel like all these connections, relationships, friendships that I had were all in this like one gap of time, you know, because you change over time. So I feel like I was a different person then than I am now. And yeah, they were all just about different people. And I think they kind of hit on different points in the relationship. Like Just Fade is like the moment. I travel a lot, and I find that sometimes it is easier and you just wish someone would stop calling you or something. So it's hard to be sad all the time that you like miss someone, or like feel, maybe it's not even sadness, but just like the pain of like realizing like you can't see someone and you might not ever see them again. And so it's like, I think in that moment I was like, wow, I just wish I could like fade into the distance and like not have to like be reminded of them through my phone every day. Don't come back is like the next step, you know, like don't come back, like we're over it. And then I think like backtracking, like temporary feeling is kind of like about the moment when you like meet someone and you're just like, I want to just have a great time and not think about the fact that this could end ever. Oh my God, what are my other songs? Yeah. And Nightlife's kind of the same thing. Like it's just like wanting to find someone for like just an amount of time. And Everett Park is the moment like after the breakup, when you're kind of questioning everything, you know when you like see someone like 2 weeks after you break up and you're like, here's your t-shirt, but then you see them and you're like, damn it, I didn't want to see you again. Now I have to think about it. But yeah, so I feel like the songs touched on just like different points in like different relationships, which could in theory be all in one relationship, but it is not for me.
So all of these songs are about like these really personal and like almost intimate moments, you know, that having that connection with somebody else. What was it like writing this music and being able to kind of, you know, put words to those situations and then have people relate to them?
It's been really rewarding. I don't know if there's many better feelings than writing something and actually liking it. You know, I write a lot of songs with a lot of friends, and I feel like these just felt right to me. So not only personally, but then hearing that other people like them and are like, oh my God, this reminds me of my ex, or like, this like makes me feel like this way, or your songs are really helping me get through the day. Like those messages just like mean so much, because maybe they're not emotionally happy songs, but I really wanted them to feel uplifting and hopeful, because I think that's how I think about life, but not everything, you know, most things are like pretty rough, you know, but there's no reason that we always have to be down about it. And I think that's kind of the beauty in life, is you can take something really awful and make it really beautiful somehow. So the fact that like people can relate to these songs through like heartbreaking moments, but hopefully feeling like hopeful about them, makes me really happy. And also, I like to dance to the songs, and I hope that everyone does, because that's the goal. But it's been really lovely, and I've heard from so many people, like new fans and like old friends and things, that like really just warm, every message makes my heart happy. So
well, I think the description that you like have, that I'm going to read it word for word because I think it's amazing and so like fits your music perfectly, is, my songs are made to listen while you're driving in your car right before the sunset, when the sky is just turning orange and the windows are down and your hair is flowing in the breeze. And listening to, you know, Everett Park, I totally understood that description with the vibe of your music. So as soon as I read that, I was like, I get it. Like I read that and it made total sense.
That makes me so happy. I'm really glad that you feel that way. I've actually had like some random friends like send me videos of like biking through a park and listening to it, and it is like the connection between like emotions and movement is really something that I think about constantly. So I love driving. I think that's why I feel that way. Like even when we were making the record, like I would say to my producer, writing partners, I'd be like, I want this to like feel like that moment when you get off the PCH and like you go through that for like tunnel and you're like, you just get out and all of a sudden you're on the beach, you know, like I just wanted to feel like that moment when you're like, wow, look at that, like that's beautiful, you know, like I was like, that's when the chorus hits, like that's what we have to like convey. I am very technically trained, but I don't like using those terms. Like I wanted to convey emotions, not like I'm not going to be like, oh, let's put more reverb on it. Like, I'm just like, no, I want it to feel like this. So whatever you have to do to make it feel like this, that's what we're going to do. And that's how it's going to be.
Well, whoever you are working with telling to make it feel a certain way, together you're doing a very good job.
It translates very well.
I'm sure they're sick of me saying, like, I want it to be at sunset, like, a million times. But it worked, and they were great. And honestly, I feel like I only really said it once, and, like, they totally got it. Maybe because I talk so much and I give such a big description.
When you are that, like, pinpoint accurate about what you want it to feel like, like, you're going to get it, you know? Like, when someone's listening to it and working on it, they're going to be like, all right. This is probably afternoon, not sunset.
Yeah, this is what I want. Which is also why I put it out, because I really wanted to put out the EP on June 30th, because it was my grandparents' anniversary. And I felt like they're the only people that I knew that were ever in love, that like I actually believe, you know? So I thought like an EP about like kind of falling in love and breaking up with someone felt very like, I was like, wow, I just wanted to be on a day that I already liked. Like,
very special day. Very special day. So we just talked a little bit about your EP and your writing process. And you said that you were technically trained. And we know that you've been on tour with some other artists. So tell us a little bit about maybe how that training and that time on the road maybe if it influences your writing style and the process in which, like, you create music.
So I went to USC for college and taught music. And I think touring with other artists is the reason that I have a project, because I realized, you know, I always just wanted to be a side man. Like, I loved writing poetry. And I remember my whole life, my mom was like, you should write songs more. And, like, I honestly just didn't think they were very good when I would sit down and write them for, like, songwriting classes. And when I was on the road, I just thought it was strange that after the shows, people were coming up to me when I wasn't even the artist. You know, I was like, that's so weird. And then, like, weren't even particularly doing that for the rest of the band. But there were people that were, like, felt really connected to me in a way that I never thought was even possible. And I wasn't even playing my own music. So when I realized that like, I felt that these young, mostly, like, young women, you know, felt like they could talk to me and felt like they, like, related to me in some way or saw a part of themselves in me that I didn't even see. Like, I was like, oh, I want to have my own voice so I can talk to them. And, like, not just after the shows, but, like, they can hear what I have to say and, like, meet them in the middle somewhere else in a way that, you know, I could be their friend, because I could never actually be all of their friends, you know. I can barely keep up with the friends I have. But, like, how could I be there for them and create a safe place where they felt like they had a friend in me? Because that's what I felt like they were talking to me, like I was just one of their best friends. So that's why I wanted to put the music out, actually. But yeah, I mean, also just, like, being on the road, you learn a ton about yourself. Like, you have to grow up really fast. And, like, I think the most valuable tool, and I think it's the reason people should travel, whether for work or just for pleasure, is you have to figure out what you need in a way that you never get to really experience when you're at home, because you don't get to take a lot. And you're in a new place every day, so nothing's ever the same. So finding your constants in life, I think, become really important to, like, keeping mental health and keeping your sanity and just, like, feeling comfortable. Like, I found that, you know, me calling my mom every day was really important to me, just to, like, touch base, even if for, like, 2 minutes. And, like, my best friend and I would send each other a selfie every morning, even if we didn't talk or text. It was just like, hey, I'm alive, I miss you, you know, like, basically is what it meant. And I love drinking tea, and so, like, I bring my own mug on the road, and I start and I end my day with tea. And now I do that every day, even when I'm home, just because it keeps up, like, a consistent something in my life. And when nothing else, when everything's falling apart, I can always make tea for breakfast and right before I go to bed. And it, like, also, I think, like, body wise, like, signals, like, oh, it's time to wake up or it's time to go to bed, you know, because, like, you get used to, like, your patterns. And yeah, I found out, like, those were the things that I needed to have with me and I needed to do to, like, feel sane.
Now you have your own project. This has had this effect on you. You've been playing music for years now, and you're getting to play your own shows. So just talk us through, like, one of those shows and, like, what the difference for you was playing with other artists and, like, being able to play your own music on stage.
It's definitely really different. Also, I haven't played with a full band yet, just because I think because I am a musician, I know how much I want to be paid, and I don't want to hire a band until I can pay them what I feel is respectable. So I've been doing them mainly acoustic or with one of my friends on keyboards and background vocals. So I think they just inherently feel very intimate. And it's been really cute too, because, like, at my release show, like, my friends were all singing the song. It was just, like, just amazing that, like, I wrote lyrics that people even know. And I think it does feel different, because I'm in charge, you know, like, if I'm playing for someone, I just show up, like, but, like, I get to make the decisions, and it's really exciting. And I think it's really cool too, to, like, just talk to people after and realize someone about one of my songs that I haven't put out yet. I just played like a demo. And they were like, wow, like that's what made me cry. Like I was like, you have to put that out. And it's like, that's crazy that like you've never heard it, but like you felt something from it that just I played on guitar. Like, I don't know, it's really different and beautiful in a different way. And also it's been cool too. I haven't played a ton of shows, like but the first show I played with these songs, it's really one of my best friends, Hannah, she threw an art show, like a backyard show, and asked me to play. And I was like honored because it's not only a safe place, but like with people I love and surrounded by them. And yeah, it's just like cool. Like I get to play in like really unique places, or like my friends like shop, like you just like playing there in places that like are special and like kind of weird and like intimate, and it's cool. I don't know. It's such a different vibe than playing a big venue. And I like it because I get to like just talk to my friends and like people in the audience on stage.
Tell us a little bit about that new song. Maybe if you're working on anything else, you said you had a demo that you hadn't released yet. Yeah. What is next for Mistine?
Yeah. I mean, the next record, I think, well, logistically, I am going to put out an acoustic version of Just Fade. I just finished a video, like an acoustic video for it. We are making a music video for Just Fade in August as well. So I think those will come out like September, October. And then I'm hoping to put out the next record probably next summer, if possible. I only have demos right now. And it's kind of coming together. I feel like I'm like a step away still before I'm ready to like work on production, because I want to have like the vision for the record in place. But I think it's going to be a little darker. I think the songs that inspired me wanting to put them on the record, I wrote when I was in a place where I lost my job and my best friend and like a lot of things were going on. So I think it's going to feel different, but still like the same, you know, the same world of like sparkly guitars and like synths and, you know, still really fun, but just like a little, maybe a little different. But the song that I was talking about is a song called Garden State. And I'm from Jersey, the Garden State. I really love indie movies, like Garden State and the Zach Braff movie. And I've watched that movie so many times. And I was sitting with my writing partner and like, I was basically like, I like, kind of want to write a movie about how he just, about like, not a movie, a song. I just feel like the concept of like falling in love with someone from your childhood and like how safe that feels, because like, I mean, in Garden State, he falls in love with someone from his hometown. Not that they knew each other in childhood, but like, I wanted it to feel like it could be in that movie and like had a similar concept. Yeah, I haven't fallen in love with someone from my childhood, but is there something very strong about the feeling of like, wow, that would be so comfortable. Like, you know, I'm 24. That means like, I don't know, like 15 years out of my life, potentially, I could have known someone that I already trust and like know didn't really like kill anyone or like anything that bad. You know, like there's some level of like, I kind of know who you are. So like starting something with you could be like really beautiful and like easy, where I feel like it sometimes, I just like, I could know someone for 8 years that I'm an intelligent. I still feel like I don't know who they are, even though like I know who they are, but do you ever really know? So it's kind of about that. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to feel that safe with someone, and like also in theory, like then you've known them. So then like you're almost like waiting for them, but you're not waiting for them because you didn't even know. They're just kind of like always around in your life in some form. But yeah, that will be probably the bigger song on the next one. Really, I just wanted to be in the movie like that movie, because I love that movie.
Reach out to Zach Braff and get him to retroactively put the song in the movie.
Yeah, or like if you're making
that would be like similar. The full circle movie moment from when you saw the Piglet movie. Yeah. And it, like, had that song at the end, you'll have your song and, you know, have that moment.
Yeah, I want that moment. I want, honestly, I just love, I want that movie to happen to me in some form. Like one of the moments where it's just like, you're my person. And it's like, perfect. You're like, wow. The feeling of those like indie movie rom-coms that's very slow, but also like, I don't know, I think because they are like really slow drawn out movies, like by the time you hit the end, it's like, oh my God, like, yes. Like it's just, like, it's almost better than like, you know, movies that have like more going on and like bigger storylines. And that's kind of what I wanted in the song. Like it's slow, but it's like when it hits, it's right.
Well, we are very excited
to hear it, see to your hear movie, it,
possibly see whatever movie it's included in.
Thank you.
See the movie that you decide to make because of it, you know?
Maybe dip I'm sure
film when the song comes out. Music video concepts.
Yeah, that'd be sick, honestly. Like,
start storyboarding it now.
Yeah, I guess the trash bag. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, honestly, you have a great idea.
Oh boy. Yeah, we're excited to see whatever it is you end up doing with that now. But Sydney, do you have any other questions for Mistine?
So where can we find and follow you online and listen to all of your music?
All my music is on all the streaming things. The Spotify, the SoundCloud, the Apple Music, all the other ones that I don't even know. I also have like all my videos on YouTube and I'm on all the socials and it's all at Miss Teen Music. Yeah, hit me up. I'm around.
Well, once again, thank you so much for being on with us. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today.
This is so fun. Oh my God, thank you guys so much for having me. I really loved this conversation.
Thank you so much for listening to Little Known Tracks. If you or a loved one want to be featured on an episode of Little Known Tracks, you can send us an email at littleknowntrackspodcast@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LKTpod for all of our updates and occasionally giveaways and such. Once again, thank you for listening. Until next time.